A reader head for quantum computers? A team headed by Professor Alexander Hollightner, physicist at the TU Munchen, and Frank Coppens, physics professor at the Institut de Ciències Botaniques near Barcelona, have now devised just such a methodology for reading the stored information. The technique builds on a direct transfer of energy from nitrogen vacancy centers in nanodiamonds to a directly neighboring graphene layer. Non-radiative energy transfer. When laser light shines on a nanodiamond, a light photon raises an electron from its ground state to an excited state in the nitrogen vacancy center. The system of the excited electron in the vacated ground state can be viewed as a dipole, says Professor Alexander Hollightner. This dipole, in turn, induces another dipole comprising an electron in a vacancy in the neighboring graphene layer. In contrast to the approximately 100 nanometer large diamonds, in which individual nitrogen vacancy centers are insulated from each other, the graphene layer is electrically conducting. Two gold electrodes detect the induced charge, making it electronically measurable. Picosecond electronic detection. Essential for this experimental setup is that the measurement is made extremely quickly, because the generated electron vacancy pairs disappear after only a few billionths of a second. However, the technology developed in Hollightner's laboratory allows measurements in the picosecond domain, trillionths of a second. The scientists can thus observe these processes very closely. In principle, our technology should also work with dye molecules, says doctoral candidate Andreas Brenneis, who carried out the measurements in collaboration with Louis Gaudreau. A diamond has some 500-point defects, but the methodology is so sensitive that we should be able to even measure individual dye molecules. As a result of the extremely fast switching speeds of the nanocircuits developed by the researchers, sensors built using this technology could be used not only to measure extremely fast processes. Integrated into future quantum computers, they would allow clock speeds ranging into the terahertz domain. Source: Technische Universität München.